Eddie Graves made a living on his knees in the dirt. With his shin guards, he carved a trench behind home plate, wearing a Redbirds uniform, 3 nights and 1 Sunday afternoon a week. Sundays were the worst on account of the heat. Kneel, squat, shift, pop up, throw, kneel. Dirt got caught in his mask and smeared across his sweaty cheeks. It clouded his eyes and filled his nose. It found its way into the waistband of his pants, staining a brown ridge below his navel. And then there was his back. People assume catching is hard on the knees. Eddie's knees did pop and grind, but his back served as a fulcrum for the constant pressure of his weight. As a result, it was his back that spasmed in the night, that required loosening in the shower each morning before he could take a proper stride. All that would have been okay. Eddie had played in dirt since he was a kid. He'd never had a sandbox. He'd started catching during t-ball, and he began to feel aches and pains early as 10th grade. The problem was that the Redbirds were a double-A club, meaning Eddie and his girlfriend, now pregnant, scraped by on a stipend of $200 per week. Eddie met Jolene in college. While she was studying pre-med at SLU, he played ball on partial scholarship at Franklin State Community. She'd brought her cousin to one of Eddie's games, and they stayed afterward to meet the players. Eddie signed a baseball for them. When the little guy wandered along, Eddie told Jolene she was pretty. She took the Sharpie from his hand and wrote her number in loopy print across his dirty forearm. That was how it started. She learned about anatomy and physiology while he swung a length of wood at a little ball traveling in the low 90s. They both dreamed that Eddie would sign pro for millions. While watching West Coast games in bars late at night, with their heads close together, they argued over the colors of expensive sports cars. While washing dishes together at her apartment, their wrinkled hands brushing occasionally in the soapy water, they imagined TVs the size of entire walls. Instead, the Cardinals drafted Eddie in a late round just before he'd gotten his degree, no signing bonus, and he'd played his way through A-ball. He'd hit a wall at double-A's among guys with stronger arms and better swings. Now Jolene was in med school at Wash U. She was racking up debt and, it seemed to Eddie, growing more distant, the way chalk lines fade in late innings. Eddie was convinced it was partly a money thing. They often ate eggs twice a day. To make matters worse, he was bound to leave her for 15-game road trips, to live on fast food and sleep on motel floors.